It's very difficult to be anywhere in Great Britain, especially in the working areas and especially in the north, without bumping into a brass band. There is the annual Durham Miners Gala and highly contested annual events held on Whit Friday in the Saddleworth area of Greater Manchester, in which hundreds of bands compete. The British Brass Band, a musical ensemble comprising a standardised range of brass and percussion instruments, dates back in the United Kingdom to the 19th century with a vibrant tradition of competition based around communities and local industries, with colliery bands being particularly notable. The Stalybridge Old Band, which is still in existence, was formed in 1809 and was perhaps the first civilian brass band in the world. In 2000, the Williamsport Symphony's Billtown Brass was formed to meet the need for a smaller and more portable ensemble within the Williamsport Symphony Orchestra umbrella. The 28-member ensemble is organised in the style of the traditional British brass band, featuring the full gamut of brass instruments: cornet, flugelhorn, E-flat horn, baritone, euphonium, trombone, E-flat and B-flat tuba, and three very busy percussionists. The ensemble's music director and founder is Rick Coulter. The Williamsport Symphony Orchestra's Billtown Brass will be presenting concerts entitled A Celebration of Americana at 7 p.m. on Saturday, August the 19th at the Central Oak Heights Pavilion in Milton, and 7 p.m. on Sunday, August the 20th, in the Brandon Park Dr. Kenneth Cooper Bandshell in Williamsport. The programmes present a collection of American music with solos by band members and sections. Rick Coulter of Billtown Brass came into the WVIA Williamsport studio last week to talk about this upcoming concert.
This is our seventh or eighth year at the Central Oak Heights place, and we've been doing concerts here in town for 18 years now in the Williamsport area every summer, and we're excited about bringing it back once again to Brandon Park on the 20th of August.
It's a beautiful atmosphere in Brandon Park. The weather's usually pleasing for us, and you usually have some kind of theme that pulls us in and keeps us going.
This year the theme is Americana. And I've been loyal to that with one little exception, and you resemble that exception. I'll get to it when I get there. But it's great music that comes from America, across America, Broadway, Civil War, all the old music. The one hymn tune that we're doing has a really important story, and it's local. You know, Philip Bliss, not a greatly well-known composer of American hymns, but he lived in Rome, Pennsylvania. North of here to Towanda, and yes, just go north a little bit further. Philip Bliss was born. I guess there's some sort of a little chapel there, and because he was a very, very famous composer of hymn tunes in the 1800s, died tragically going over a bridge in Ashtabula, Ohio. He and his wife were on a train going somewhere, and the train trestle collapsed. And this music was found. It wasn't part of what his was published. It was found of his. Yeah, he's from Rome, Pennsylvania.
So if he's from Rome, he's not too far from Camptown, where the Camptown
race
is.
All of that up there, yeah. We'll be doing some of Stephen Foster's music, too, in the program. I didn't really know. I'd known about the tragic background of the piece. It was written by David Holsinger, is a great band composer, known especially for his really enthusiastic music. The church school that he taught in, the person who was the head of it was retiring. So he wrote this beautiful piece called On a Hymn Song of Philip Bliss. And it's based on the tune, It Is Well With My Soul. You hear it in many gospel groups, country groups. It's just a beautiful, beautiful song. And one of David Holsinger's more famous songs it's become, even though it's not characteristic of his loud and exuberant music. It's beautiful. I have a friend who's very sick right now, and we're going to be doing it in down in Milton to reflect how much we've enjoyed working with her over the years. It's just a beautiful song that'll get everybody's attention. Preceding that, we're going to open with the All-American 76 trombones from the Music Man, Meredith Willson. There's just no better way to open a brass band concert. It's a wonderful arrangement, enthusiastic, energetic, and it will wake everybody up. Not that they would have been sleeping the beginning of one of our concerts. And that's followed by one of my favorite pieces of Americana. Philip Spark, we both know, is a British composer, has a very Copeland-ish piece of music called Barn Dance and Cowboy Hymn. And it has wild and crazy dancing, meter changes all over the place. Turkey in the Straw is the main theme, which is a very Americana-ish fiddle tune. And you can imagine people dancing throughout this piece. And then he sticks two or three other little tidbits of other songs in it. And it's coming along, it's going crazy, and all of a sudden, you can hear the cowboys just singing there around the campfire in a beautiful, beautiful song. There are no words to this. And I thought, God, I should write words to this and sing along. It's so beautiful. So you've got this wild and crazy dance going on, and then all of a sudden you get the cowboy hymn where they're singing to the cows at night around the fire. Although in the background throughout this section are little tidbits of the dance that's going on in the distance. And then we come back in with the dancing, and it ends on a very upbeat where everybody's dancing in 2-4, 3-4, and 3-8 throughout. It's one of the more exciting pieces that the band will be playing. And it's something we've done once before about 10 years ago. And it's a challenge, but it's a challenge that we're really excited about doing once again.
Looking down the list, you've got Children of Sanchez, Tijuana Taxi, Herb Alpert.
Yes, from my youth, being I'm a trumpet player, you know, Children of Sanchez featuring Jessica Lewis on flugelhorn, it's the great Chuck Mangione tune. And so we've got a great brass band. There's no better way to feature that tune and the energy of Children of Sanchez. And then Tijuana Taxi, you figure, put the two Latin tunes together. Herb Alpert, who brought so much fun and acclaim to brass playing. A lot of people don't realize he was an incredible trumpet player. Often didn't get to hear his virtuosity, but he was well thought of on the West Coast as a good trumpet player. What's even more important educationally, he has a large educational foundation where he's brought music education to many thousands of kids in California, where he was based, and for many years, that music that you heard, Lonely Bull, Tijuana Taxi, etc., has made a big difference for many, many kids. And it's a fun piece of music from the 60s and 70s.
And then you have two pieces that I know people of my generation, my father loved Hoagie Carmichael, and he loved Glenn Miller. So whenever I hear Stardust, and whenever I hear any Glenn Miller music, it immediately takes me back to my dad and the music of his youth. And I remember him lecturing me once when I was young, because I was once young, believe it or not. And I used to think I was so trendy and that everyone of the older generation was so old and fogey and boring. And my father told me that, you know, when we were kids and we loved Glenn Miller, and it was considered slightly scandalous, but we love Glenn Miller.
Well, the Glenn Miller selections we've got picked, it's called Miller Magic. And it's four Glenn Miller tunes, Little Brown Jug, which he often began shows with, A String of Pearls, trumpet solo thrown in there, Moonlight Serenade, Beautiful Dance. You know, and by the way, if you come to our concerts, we encourage you to sing, dance, whistle, or clap along anytime you feel. We've had people get up and dance, and this would be a great opportunity for you to do that. And Moonlight Serenade is followed by St. Louis Blues March, which is a rousing way for us to end this selection of tunes that we've got.
And before that, Stardust. We're all going to be moving to that, aren't we?
Stardust, last year, I listened to all kinds of YouTube videos, and I found this great trombone selection to feature our solo trombonist, Kevin Henry. Kevin comes from all over the place. He grew up in Pittsburgh. Most of his education was in Boston, where he played with the Boston Symphony Orchestra, the Boston Pops, and the top groups up there. And he comes to us with a great legit background, but also a great jazz background. Spencer and the T-Bones is part of the group that he's invented. In fact, Spencer and the T-Bones, just to let you know, will be playing with the Billtown Brass in our Christmas concert this year in November. So Kevin and his group will be joining us once again. This is the second time. It's just a gorgeous, gorgeous piece. It's got thick brass, but it's got Kevin. playing solo trombone, and just if you like that kind of music, this is an opportunity for you to reach back to those many years ago between Stardust and Miller Magic, and you'll have a great time.
And then you've got the Colonel Bogey March.
Well, yeah, you know, one, I found this piece, and I said, I know an awful lot of young ladies and friends who are British and American. Can you relate to this, Fiona?
I can relate to this, yes.
And so I needed a march that's easy to do and that everybody knows. And it's been involved in a number of American movies and stuff like that. So I, even though it's a British march, it's not quite Americana, but it's got a high level of Americana to it because we are friends after all.
And it throws back to that time when, for example, Glenn Miller was in Britain and taking the music of America to Britain. It throws back to the war years when young Americans and young Brits were getting together and enjoying socializing together when they could at a time of tremendous struggle.
And the formal part of our program will conclude with American Civil War Fantasy by Jerry Billick. In my research, I learned this was a piece originally written for the Michigan University Marching Band. It was in commemoration of the 100th anniversary of the beginning of the Civil War. And Jerry Billick has done a lot of television and movie writing in addition to writing for universities and stuff like that. So what he's done, he's taken a selection of songs from the 1860s, and we begin with things like Listen to the Mockingbird and Camptown Races and Dixieland, all of these popular songs from that time. But little by little, you know, the tension builds within the music, and pieces like John Brown's Body and Maryland, My Maryland, which was O Tannenbaum is what we know of it now, songs that bring together the North and the South and the conflict that's developing within the country. And then the Battle Cry of Freedom, which was also one of the big songs of the Civil War era. Just a beautiful part in the middle of the song. One of my favorites part of the medley, the fantasy, is just before the Battle Mother. Again, it's a beautiful hymn-like tune where you can imagine your mom singing to you quietly around the fire. Of course, that ends, and then we have the warring factions going at it tooth and nail with marching through Georgia, which is what the North did, and being countered by the Yellow Rose of Texas. That all ends in a brilliant jumble of music. There's literally cannons and gunfire all throughout the band, and it settles down to the Battle Hymn of the Republic, which slowly starts the unifying effect of what became of the country afterwards. And it's about 9 minutes, and it's just a wonderful rendition of true Americana music that we all listen to today because you hear bits and references to it in television and movies that we have all the time. But we've chosen to end our Americana program with that. And then we're going to have a couple other pieces, which we customarily do because they're the most requested by the audience, and they include Armed Forces Salute, where we thank our veterans in the audience and the families who have made those sacrifices, and Stars and Stripes Forever.
Because you can't have an evening like this without a bit of Sousa.
No, you cannot.
I think I mention this every year, but it bears repeating. Very often when you get to the point of the Armed Forces Salute, it's that part of the evening when the light in Pennsylvania at this time of year is at its most glorious. And it's a very, very moving moment. If people have never come out to see you, I don't know why, but if they haven't, it's honestly worth it just for that moment. It is so, so moving. And I know you probably can't see it from where you are, but sitting in the audience, the sky is just glorious. The mood in the crowd is reverent. It's incredible. Incredible.
So we invite the audience. We have two concerts coming up. The first is at 7 o'clock Saturday, August 19th at the Central Oak Heights Church Camp. They have a wonderful outdoor facility that's covered. So rain or shine, we're going to be there. And it's a wonderful place to have a concert. So if you're south of Williamsport or in Lewisburg or you can't make it on Sunday, 7 o'clock Saturday at the Central Oak Heights Church Camp performance venue. It's a wonderful time. And they have tea berry ice cream afterwards, which is a wonderful way to end an evening. And then the next day, on Sunday, August 20th, we'll be in Brandon Park at 7 o'clock. If it does rain that day, shame on it. We will be at Lycoming College's Clark Chapel. But we're hoping for another sunny, we've only been rained out once in 18 years. So we're hoping that we're going to keep on going here. Sunday, August 20th at 7 o'clock at Brandon Park.
If you come to Brandon Park, bring chairs, bring blankets.
Bring something to drink and eat and make it a big family picnic.
Bring
and
your
have a great
Americana
time.
Spirit.
Bring your Americana spirit, because it'll be a glorious hour of celebrating America's best music.
Rick Coulter, music director of Williamsport Symphony Orchestra's Billtown Brass. Billtown Brass will be presenting two free concerts this week at 7 p.m. on Saturday, August the 19th at the Central Oak Heights Pavilion in Milton, and 7 p.m. on Sunday, August the 20th, in the Brandon Park Dr. Kenneth Cooper Bandshell in Williamsport. Both concerts are free, and you are encouraged to bring blankets, lawn chairs, and snacks, and enjoy the sunset as you are entertained with Americana music done British brass band style. Information about the Williamsport Symphony Orchestra's Billtown Brass can be found on the Williamsport Symphony Orchestra website, williamsportsymphony.org. Thank you to Rick Coulter of Billtown Brass.
And thank you to you, WVIA's Fiona Powell.